Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's John Kuzma, your host, as always, of the EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we give you the latest NFL news and action. We're actually going to start with Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants. I believe Saquon Barkley is the most entertaining player in football, and he's the reason why the Giants could win 8 games this season. When you look at the New York Giants and what they did once Dave Gettleman took over the team, it's obvious that the front office was purging talent to clear cap space and to build a brighter future down the line. After shipping out Jason Pierre-Paul and Damon Harrison, it's clear the Giants should have taken a huge step back from where they were in 2007. Yet that didn't happen, and it's because Dave Gettleman had one trick up his sleeve. New York selected Saquon Barkley with the 2nd overall pick in last year's draft, and that move masked so many of this team's problems. The Giants won 2 more games and scored 126 more points after adding Barkley to their offense. With the losses of Pierre-Paul and Harrison, they probably should have been the worst team in the league, too. It's not hard to see what makes Barkley special when you plug in the tape. He's a player who's got tree trunks for legs, and his speed blows just about anyone away. Add in rare ball carrier's instincts, and you have a player who can juke, spin, and hurdle his way to touchdowns. You know, trading Odell Beckham Jr. wouldn't have been an option if Barkley wasn't on this roster. Clearly, Gettleman realized that New York would be better off built around the former Penn State running back's attitude and leadership, so he pulled the trigger on the Beckham Jr. deal. And once again, the Giants don't have to worry because Saquon Barkley is going to pour everything he has out on the field and change this franchise for the better. Will it happen immediately? Probably not, because Dallas and Philadelphia are very strong right now. A good estimate of what the Giants can accomplish is an 8-8 record, which will prime them for contention a year from now, and it's all because of Barkley. So the New York Giants are in the same situation that the Cleveland Browns were this past season. The Cleveland Browns this past season, we knew they were good. We knew they made a lot of improvements, but we knew they weren't quite a playoff contender yet, but they were going to be close. That's exactly what I see the New York Giants as. They're going to be around the 500 mark this year if everything goes according to plan. And what that's going to do is that's going to set them up for a huge 2020 season where they'll have a chance to actually make the playoffs. And then the year after that, they actually would probably have a legitimate shot at being Super Bowl champions. But it all starts with this year. You know, being the worst, you know, if they could already get in the playoffs this upcoming year, that would be so huge to them. And I like the fact that, you know, they got rid of Odell and got rid of his distractions and sometimes his negative attitude. And they handed the torch to Saquon Barkley, who's the ultimate team player, who lays it all on the field every week, who doesn't want to take any games off for being hurt. A guy that can do it in so many different ways, run the ball, catching the ball, beating you with his speed, his jukes, his spins, being able to hurdle defenders. You know, this guy's the total package. The whole offense runs through him. And, you know, that's why even though they lost Jason Pierre-Paul, they lost Harrison, Snacks Harrison, they should have been way worse with those two guys gone, but instead they got 2 games better. They scored 126 more points after adding Barkley to that offense. And, you know, it's because he gets these defenses to get sucked in, I guess you could say, because they had to sell out to stop the run. That opens up more windows in the passing game, opens up the play-action passes, and makes Eli Manning's life so much easier. And like I said, if Saquon Barkley isn't on this roster, then Odell Beckham Jr. could never have been moved because they wouldn't have enough offense to keep them afloat. But since, you know, Barkley's the focal point, it's like the passing game is, you know, an afterthought anyway. So let's get rid of Odell Beckham Jr., get a first-round draft pick and some other picks, replace Odell Beckham Jr. with Tate, and Tate's going to be able to make a lot of those catches and make some of those plays that Odell Beckham made. Now, Odell Beckham's much better at stretching the field than Golden Tate is vertically, but Tate is very good from a yak standpoint. He catches a short pass, turn it into a big game. I think they'll probably get another wide receiver in the draft since they have two first-round picks. We'll see if they go with a quarterback. As much as I would like them to get a quarterback to replace Eli Manning eventually, for right now, it might be better to go, you know, lineman, receiver, or defender, receiver, just because, you know, it would be a player who gets on the field right away opposed to having a quarterback who sits behind Eli Manning for half the season and then takes over the starting job. But that's all I have. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of people argue Patrick Mahomes is the most exciting player in football or most entertaining player in football. But he has a lot of pieces around him that help him do his job. And, you know, Saquon Barkley, he's running a blazing fast 40 time. Like I said, he's doing all these amazing things on the football, things that nobody else in the league can do because Saquon is just a better athlete than everybody else, far better athlete than Patrick Mahomes is. So even though Mahomes is putting up the 50 touchdowns, two for 5,000 yards, and obviously that was the biggest storyline last year, I still think when you plug in the tape and you watch Saquon Barkley play, there's nobody else like him. And I just think from a fan's perspective, he is the most entertaining player in the league. The next topic, the Houston Texans should have Noah Fant and Hakeem Butler at the top of their wish list. Those two guys will give Deshaun Watson the help he needs. It's no secret that the Houston Texans need to revamp their offensive line, but they should hold off on fixing those problems with their first two picks in the draft. Instead, Houston should start off by taking Noah Fant with the 23rd overall pick. You know, Jordan Thomas had some success as a Texans tight end a year ago, but Fant is a much better athlete. Those throws over the middle to the former Iowa tight end will make Deshaun Watson's life much easier. Plus, Noah Fant ran a really good 40-yard dash, 4.5 flat, so he has the ability to get behind the secondary and create some quick scores. The other guy the front office should keep an eye on is Iowa State's Hakeem Butler. With Will Fuller being a very injury-prone player, Houston can't risk losing him for another season. Butler would be a weapon out wide who can provide an impact opposite of DeAndre Hopkins. Hakeem Butler is a very good after the catch, and he made a name for himself by breaking tackles and scoring touchdowns. Those are some of the same traits that made Terrell Owens special, and Butler is also a fiery competitor. If general manager Brian Gain goes in this direction, then the Texans won't have to worry about only scoring 7 points in the playoffs, which is how much they put up in their wild card loss against the Colts. Should also be mentioned that this organization has two second-round picks, so they can use that additional selection and the third round along with Matt Khalil to repair their roster. At least going this route will give this team a fighting chance when they get to January. You know, Watson proved he can win the big game when the pressure's on at Clemson, but he needs the right pieces around him to do it in the NFL. Fant and Butler are exactly what's needed. So, obviously the offensive line needs to be improved in Houston. We all know that. But, you know, they only scored 7 points and the loss against the Indianapolis Colts. So it's not just offensive line problem. It's the fact, you know, Will Fuller always gets hurt, and, you know, that costs them. DeAndre Hopkins didn't have a good game against the Colts. Kiki QT actually lit it up against the Colts, but he's going to probably be mainly in the slot. I think you put Will Fuller in the other slot, you put DeAndre Hopkins, and then you go Hakeem Butler on the outsides, put Noah Fant at tight end. If you run any two tight ends, or if the Texans run any two tight end sets, they can use Fant and Jordan Thomas to keep things together, or, you know, to make some plays up the seams out of maybe like a two tight end formation. But to me, adding Fant and adding Butler gives Deshaun Watson so much firepower that you can guarantee they're not going to, you know, be held to 7 points in the playoffs again. Then you use that second round pick to draft an offensive lineman, then a third round pick to draft an offensive lineman. And then that gives you the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders. I think they actually have another fifth round pick too. Maybe even have another seventh round pick too. I think they have a lot of later round picks. So all those picks, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and any extra picks they have can go towards improving the defense, which we already know they're pretty stacked there, but they need to, you know, make a few additions in the secondary. And hopefully, you know, that additional second round pick and third round pick plus Matt Khalil can sure up the offensive line enough to keep them competitive. You know, a lot of people are saying they need to get a running back because Lamar Miller, I mean, he had 900 yards last year. I think he has one more season on his contract too. I think they should stick with him and the other guys they have in their backfield and just ride it out for one more year and get the weapons in the passing game to help Watson first. Because I think Lamar Miller can get them through one more season, and then you can focus on a running back, you know, next year in the draft or free agency. But if you don't get these, you know, pieces in the passing game, you know, the tight end, the wide receiver who can be blended in with other guys you already have, then you're going to have to constantly be thinking about how you're going to correct those problems. It's much easier to just get out of the way than know later on, okay, all we got to do is get a running back. To me, that's the best course of action for this team. Who knows what they will actually do, and they'll probably be lame duck and just draft a tight end, or excuse me, an offensive tackle. They'll probably just draft an offensive tackle, and then they'll, who knows what they'll do. They'll probably draft a running back with one of their second-round picks, and then maybe a tight end with their extra second-round pick. But to me, even though that's good for their offensive line, getting a first-rounder, just one first-rounder isn't going to give you enough boost on offense where you're getting at least, you know, 21, 28 points a game. You know, 7 points, you're not going to beat anybody in the NFL scoring 7 points. It's hard to beat people with 21 points in the NFL. So if you get Fant and Butler, you should be maybe in the 21 to 28 points range. If you get the offensive line right with that second-round pick and third-round pick, maybe you can be around a 30-point team. Now you actually have a legitimate shot with that defense. So really that is, you know, to me a no-brainer if I was calling the shots, but we'll see what happens. You never know how these things are going to play out. You just have to take a wait-and-see approach. We've seen so many people botch these picks. We've seen people just go completely against the grain and be kind of surprising and out of left field when it comes to the players they take. Just keep it simple. Get a weapon that can help Watson on vertical routes, flag routes, crossing routes, you know, with Fant and his speed at tight end. get Butler, who's so good after the catch and can break, you know, one or two tackles and turn plays into big gains. That's what Watson needs to bring out the best in his game. And if he's clicking, everything else should go with him. We know how much good quarterback plays means in the NFL. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.